Thank you, Crystal. So building off of Crystal's thoughts on reinstatement rights, another consideration you'll want to make note of and do your best to include when drafting site control agreements is a provision requiring landowner cooperation. Development of a fully operational and constructed renewable energy project requires the cooperation of many parties. Cooperation is required at many stages. Some examples of when cooperation is needed includes in reaching an agreement on language and provisions to be included in site control agreements, in obtaining any fully executed estoppels that might be required prior to a sale of a project to the third-party purchaser, or closing should a developer pursue obtaining construction financing. Cooperation might be needed when needing to modify site control agreements after execution, if at a later date it should be determined that amending an agreement is necessary to clarify the party's true intent as to any given provision of the agreement. And/or cooperation might be needed to reinstate an agreement should it be terminated, to preserve a developer and any mortgagee's rights and security interests in into the property.
Keeping the foregoing in mind, would the following statement be true or false? When a project faces no significant opposition, it's not as important to include cooperation provisions in the site control agreements.
This is a tricky one, but false. Landowners who were previously supportive of a project could change their mind at any time for various reasons. We've all seen many reasons before, but a few reasons they might change their mind include: after learning other landowners receive more favorable payment terms, a landowner becomes frustrated with a developer and is no longer supporting a project should the developer not agree to modify that landowner's site control agreement to pay them more. Another example could be if a previously supportive landowner subsequently passes away. His heirs could contest the validity of a site control agreement or just be generally uncooperative should they not see the benefits of the project to the area where it is located. Moving on, if landowner cooperation provisions are a should have or nice to have in site control agreements, our next consideration we'll touch on should be really viewed as a must have. Here we'll focus in on term length and considerations relating to same. Developers shouldn't allow for any material deviations in term length for a project. Term length should be the same across all leases a developer enters into with landowners for any property to be included in the project. Landowners whose agreements are for differing lengths of time would be considered materially deviating. Say, for example, landowner A has a 20-year term, landowner B has a 30-year term. But landowners whose terms are for the same cumulative length of time but are uncertain to commence unless the parties reach an agreement after renegotiating, those would be considered materially deviating as well. So an example of this type of situation could be where a landowner's agreement has a 35-year initial term but gives the developer the option to extend the agreement for an additional five-year term upon expiration of the initial term should the parties reach an agreement on updated payment terms. Here, the total term length is uncertain at the time of execution of the site control agreement. It could be 40 years, the term could end at 35 years. So why is this a problem? Developers looking to sell their project cannot properly show prospective purchasers what the project costs will be in this type of a scenario. Rent payments a developer might pay to a landowner would likely be uncertain. Furthermore, it couldn't be said with certainty that an agreement would extend for a total term. A buyer would not be able to feel comfortable that it had adequate site control for the entire term of 40 years that they would be planning for the project to operate for. And then lastly, should a developer contract the project to deliver power for a set length of time? If some of its site control agreements expire prior to the end of that term that the project contracts are for, say, for example, you have a PPA for a set term, a developer who loses the ability to operate all or a portion of the project due to loss of rights in into that project property would then be in breach of any project contracts and subject to liability pursuant to same. So Crystal will read a question to allow us to further consider this topic.
With that in mind, which is the best setup for term lengths in a project with only two landowners? Scenario A, Jolly Jane's lease has a 40-year term, Difficult Dan's lease has a 35-year term with an option for him to renegotiate at year 35 for an extended five-year term. Scenario B, Jolly and Dan both have leases with 40-year terms. Scenario C, Jolly and Dan both have leases for 35-year terms with options to renegotiate year 35 for an extended 5-year term. Or scenario D, Jolly's lease has a 40-year term, Dan's lease has a 35-year term.
Okay, and now that we're all having flashbacks to a bad bar exam question, we will go on to our answer here. The best answer here is B. Jolly and Dan both should have leases for 40-year terms. This is the best option for the project where we've got two landowners. Option A is an issue because while Dan's term lengths could add up to a total of 40 years, should he and the developer not reach an agreement, keep in mind he's difficult, as to the terms of the extended 5-year term, his agreement won't extend for the additional 5 years. Option C presents an issue because both landowners have the ability to renegotiate. There's no guarantee, just like in option A, that either will reach an agreement with the developer. And then option D is an issue because Dan's term only allows the project to operate for 35 years. If the developer has project contracts obligating it to produce power for 40 years, at year 35, when the developer loses its rights as to half of the project property, it will be in breach of any contracts it has in place to extend out for a full term of 40 years.